On Triple M, Mining HQ, thanks to the Australian Institute of Maintenance Engineering, a WA-registered training organisation.
Joining us this morning, Jen from Focal Point Mediation joins us on Mining HQ. Jen, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much for taking your time out this morning. We wanted to sort of find out a little bit more about mediation, and particularly when it sort of comes into the FIFO and the mining workplace, you know, with people heading away, and why someone may need this. So let's start with that. Why would someone need a family mediator?
Yeah, okay. So look, when a relationship comes to an end, and unfortunately we do see this a bit with the FIFO lifestyle, it is a tough one, and it does put a lot of pressure on families. The relationship ends, arrangements all of a sudden have to be made. So you're not just dealing with the emotional fallout. You've also got to make some really important decisions about the kids, how you're both going to spend time with them, if there's assets, liabilities, how you're going to divide those fairly. So it's a lot of pressure, and sometimes reaching out to a third party can help to do a few things. I think one of the main things is identify all the issues that you don't agree on. Mm-hmm. And then a mediator can also help you put proposals to each other, help you explore options, and I guess the main thing is find solutions to any problems.
So is that how you help after separation?
Yeah, that's the thing. So I'll have clients approach me who are going through a very recent separation, or also clients who have co-parented for a while and a conflict may occur, and they reach out to a mediator as a mutual third party to help them have that conversation together.
So when is a mediation not appropriate, Jen?
Yeah, sometimes mediation isn't the most appropriate service. You're looking at situations where it wouldn't be safe to bring two people together. Or another thing is if one person can't advocate for themselves, so for whatever reason there's some kind of power imbalance that means that they can't put their point of view to the other person, that's the kind of thing where mediation is not the best choice. You might need an advocate like a family lawyer to speak on your behalf, or to go to the family court if there's safety, family violence, child abuse, that kind of thing.
So if people are looking at using a mediator, how can you best prepare for it?
Yeah, good question. Look, with parenting mediation, it's a little different, because if things go wrong and it doesn't work out or the child's needs change, you can always come back to the table. With property mediation, I think it's really important you definitely get some legal advice, because you're going to want to know what's going to be considered as just and equitable in your set of circumstances. But look, with the kids, the main thing is to focus on them, their needs. It's not about who wins and loses. When you come into it from that perspective, I think you've got to ask yourself, am I really putting the kids' needs first? So start to think about also what's going to fit in with your lifestyle. A lot of people have an idea that, oh, I want 50-50 care straight up. Sometimes that's not going to work because of your job. So start to think about how you're going to be able to spend meaningful time with the children. So school holidays, special occasions, things like that. It's all about putting proposals to the other parent and then nutting out what's going to work best in your set of circumstances, I guess.
If you want to find out more, get in touch with Jen and the team. Head to focalpointmediation.com to find out more. And Jen, well, thanks so much for joining us on Mining HQ.
It was a real pleasure. Thanks so much, Pablo.
On Triple M, Mining HQ, thanks to the Australian Institute of Maintenance Engineering, a WA-registered training organisation.